Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In a recent Standing Watch program titled The Second Impeachment Circus, I pointed out that I had stated that Donald Trump would stay in office in the White House in 2020, and I apologized for that statement, which turned out to be false, because obviously he is not in the White House right now. But at the same time, I also stated that more will have to be said in order to present an entire picture, a complete puzzle. And this program today will be used by me to start with that process. Now, to begin with, I'd like to talk about the Senate Banana Republic show trial and that it is unconstitutional as to what is happening right now. And let me be plain, it is against the law. It is illegal. It is in violation of the Constitution. And a plain reading of the Constitution should make this very clear to everybody with a unsuspecting, with an open mind away from certain political motives. You see, Section 4 of Article 2 states the following. The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. So the plain text tells you that the President can be removed from office when he is guilty of these different elements. In our case, Trump is no longer the president. He is already removed from office, if you please. So this whole Senate procedure, the House procedure, doesn't apply. It's against the Constitution, but it goes even further than that. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 of the Constitution reads, "The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside." The Chief Justice Roberts doesn't preside. He rejected, he refused to preside because obviously it wouldn't be the President of the United States who would be tried, but a citizen, somebody who has already been removed from office, or let's put it this way, who has already left office. So now you have somebody who is presiding over this sham, hoax, trial, quote-unquote, who is a Democrat, and who has already said that Trump should be convicted. Now, what kind of a trial is that? As I said, it's a banana trial, a absolutely ridiculous situation. So it goes further. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 says, "Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office." And after that has happened, after the person has been convicted in an impeachment trial and has been removed from office, then it can also be disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States in the future, you see. But first of all, you have to have the removal from office through an impeachment, through a conviction. None of that applies to this present case. It's a sham. It's absolutely a banana republic show trial. And that is why Harvard professor Alan Dershowitz said, "Congress has put itself above the law." In other words, they have violated the law. They are violating the law right now. But you see, the point is, it's all political. It has nothing to do with the law. Nobody seems to care about the law, about the Constitution. No, they want to go through with it for ulterior motives. The Democrats want to prevent Trump from ever running for office again. Now, that attempt will fail because most commentators think that the acquittal of Trump appears certain. not because most senators feel the trial is unconstitutional. Most senators, of course, all the Democrats and some Republicans have voted that it is constitutional, obviously not having read the Constitution or not understanding it. No, but they don't have enough votes. They need 2/3 of the Senate, and only 5 Republican senators have voted that the Constitution has been upheld by this trial, but you need 17. So it makes no logical sense to assume that the other Republicans, even though they felt and feel that it's unconstitutional, still would convict Trump. So this thing isn't going to go anywhere. And our last Standing Watch program, titled The Return of Donald Trump, goes into that in more detail, pointing out that from all the events, all the signs we are seeing, it looks like Donald Trump is not going to just walk away, but that he is going to be actively involved in politics, in the Republican Party, and that he might very well run for president again in 2024. Now, going back to this Banana Republic show trial, that circus, that sham, that hoax, that farce, looking at what the Democratic managers have been pointing out, and they have done a pretty good job looking at their version, their narrative, that is what I feel the defense should address. Now, of course, the constitutionality has been addressed, has been rejected, that it's unconstitutional. Now, the defense hasn't done a terribly convincing job so far. Their presentation has been very incohesive, rambling, unprepared. So, for Trump's sake, we would hope, he would hope, Republicans would hope, that they're going to do a better job in the future. But here is what I believe should be addressed. First of all, Congress is prohibited from violating the First Amendment of free speech. That's what's happening right now, I believe. And if you apply what Trump allegedly said or did to the concept of this is an impeachable offense, then many Democrats should be impeached as well, including Maxine Waters, Kamala Harris, Schumer, Pelosi, and others, because they have also said a lot of things which then, by the same token, could be construed as telling their followers to commit violence. Secondly, they say, and have been saying, that Trump's speech on January 6 caused that violent mob to storm and take over the Capitol. Now, I've listened to that speech live, and throughout the speech, it never dawned on me that this could be construed as inciting violence. I was actually shocked when I saw the picture of that crazy mob trying to storm the Capitol. In addition, it has been established, has it not, that this was carefully pre-planned long before Trump gave that speech. So that speech then couldn't have caused the violence, incited that violence by that crazy, ridiculous, idiotic mob. And then thirdly, the managers have been saying time and again in their presentation that apart from the speech, Trump has been incited violence, has been encouraging his supporters because of his repeated, unsubstantiated lie of voter fraud. Now, that I think must be addressed by the defense in their rebuttal. Now, going back to what I said at the beginning of the Standing Watch program, where I said more needs to be addressed, more needs to be said insofar as the election 2020 is concerned. Now, I've written a lengthy letter, and here is a copy of it. It has been sent to our members, to our subscribers, and when you want to have a copy of it, please write us and we'll be happy to send you a copy. It has also been posted on our website. I'd like to just read to you the beginning of this letter, where I say, this is a very personal letter, which I wanted to write in order to clear up some misunderstanding and address some outstanding issues. As many of you know, I stated quite strongly and repeatedly that I was convinced, based on my understanding of biblical prophecy, that Donald Trump would be re-elected in 2020 and that he would stay in office. I have since then apologized for my statements in a recent Standing Watch program titled The Second Impeachment Circus. Nothing in this letter is meant to take away from my apology. That Donald Trump isn't presently occupying the White House is obvious. Still, I also promised in the Standing Watch program that more would have to be explained in order to get the entire picture. This letter is meant to do just that. When Donald Trump announced that he would run for the presidency in 2016, I stated with conviction that I believed he would become president. I stated with the same conviction that I believed he would be re-elected in 2020. What went wrong? Several ministers, numerous members, wrote me to tell me or remind me of the fact that they likewise were convinced, or at least felt very strongly, that Mr. Trump would stay in office. How could we all have been so wrong? And then I start to explain in this letter how God looks at things. I am quoting many scriptures, backing up what I have been saying, what I am saying in this letter, and I would recommend and encourage you to read it in its entirety. Because you see, there is still a future. It's a very bleak future for the United States of America. We have been telling you this for many, many years. And events will happen soon, which will surprise most people. Events which are not being anticipated by those people who think now everything will be beautiful and everything will be great and we don't have any cause to be concerned about what the future holds. But the Bible says, when they say, peace, peace, there is no peace, and terrible events will occur and surprise people like a thief in the night. So I would encourage you once more to write for a free copy of this letter. And I thank you for your attention. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.